Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Oh, yeah. And a flurry of breaking COVID-related news over the past 30, 45 minutes, Mike, as ASU, UArizona, and NAU all announced employees must be vaccinated while on campus. This appears to conflict with what Governor Ducey said yesterday.
There's no vaccine mandates in the state of Arizona, and there aren't going to be vaccine mandates.
Yeah, and the school cited President Biden's vaccine mandates for employers with 100 or more workers as their reason for issuing this. So my question to you, do you think a mandate for students is also coming?
I think, you know, I don't know that it's coming for students. I think that what's happening, what's been very clear in these statements, is that they are saying, they are citing Joe Biden. They are trying to get away from the controversy that, you know, they have been put in between a rock and a hard place. And I believe that sincerely, that, you know, they don't want to be on the wrong side of the governor. And they definitely don't want to be on the wrong side of the president where they're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. So I think they're saying, hey, listen, we've been told by the federal government we're going to lose federal dollars. So we're doing this because we're going to lose federal dollars. Let's wait and see if the employees fight back with a legal fight. If they do that, that also may be a way out for the universities. But it's all going to depend on who pushes back and when.
And sticking with the mandate theme, earlier this morning, you spoke to Daniel Schulke, who until a couple of weeks ago was a 16-plus year firefighter with the Salt River Fire Department, until he and several of his colleagues decided not to get vaccinated. He told us this morning he's concerned about his now former colleagues who are being stretched pretty thin.
They'll hold someone on an extra day to make sure that the trucks are staffed. So, I mean, it's very taxing for the whole organization because it has lasting effects for the firefighters that are still there.
Based on what he told us, is the Salt River Fire Department making things more dangerous for firefighters by not keeping people on the job who refuse to get the jab?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because tribal land, obviously sovereign nations, and I'm out there quite a bit, and I know a lot of the police officers out there, and it's a great community. I mean, it's a very good community, but the tribe has been very strict with its employees. They've been strict with their rules at Talking Stick and at Casino Arizona, so this kind of falls in line with how they behaved before. I do think that it's making people less safe, and I think it depends on how many people they lose if there's any wavering in this position, because I don't think they want that. I think what they're looking for is the ultimate safety, but I just think they're going about it the wrong way. You're listening to Did You Hear This? It's been a very, very busy news day with a lot of different headlines, and we're trying to catch you up on all of them. What's next, Jeremy?
Yeah, the TSA found 4,095 guns at airport security checkpoints in nearly 250 different airports so far this year. Patricia Manches with Arizona TSA, she says Sky Harbor ranks fourth for the highest amount.
They have found 155 handguns in checkpoints at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. That's 155 too many.
Now, the number one excuse given for people who find have their guns discovered in their bags is, I forgot it was in there. Do you buy that?
Yes, I absolutely buy it. I have had a situation with a pocket knife where, you know, I always carry a pocket knife, always have. Well, I ended up having to throw a pocket knife in the trash can because it was in my pocket and I was getting ready to walk through security. So I can understand where, you know, if you have a piece of gear that you carry a firearm in, that naturally when you just grab that piece of gear, if it's a backpack, I would imagine you're not going to pack something accidentally in your luggage. But if it's something you carry every day, like a backpack or a satchel, I think it's pretty easy to forget it's in there. And I think that's what's happening.
All right, another breaking news story this morning. We talked about the Arizona Cardinals trading for Philadelphia Eagles All-Pro tight end Zach Ertz. Now, Ertz played in last night's game with the Eagles, so he will not be available to play for the Cardinals this Sunday. Now, both Ertz and his wife grew up on the West Coast, so you'd think he might be pretty excited about coming back west to play for a really good football team. But when asked about that this morning...
This is home. Philadelphia is home. And that was tough, just to kind of articulate that to people, that I love this place.
Based on that response, do you think he's excited to be a Cardinal?
I think he will be. I think when you get a guy like that in the locker room, when you have an opportunity to play in an offense like this with the receivers that are there, and now how this offense is using the tight end in such a role, I think that he is going to love it here. I think it's a great place to live. When you're in the same locker room with a Chandler Jones and a J.J. Watt, even though they're defensive players, this is a very good team that's got a great chance of making a run in the playoffs, and Philadelphia wasn't going to give him that. If you're a professional athlete, being given an opportunity to be in a powerhouse offense and at the same time make a run in the playoffs, how could you not love it? And I think he's going to love Arizona, so I'm looking forward to him coming here. Should be a lot of fun watching that edition. I feel bad for Max Williams. I feel bad for Mad Max because he was becoming a superstar on this team. He was a frequent target from Kyler Murray, and he was doing a great job blocking, but he was catching more balls, and he was becoming one of those people that the fans wanted to see be successful. So I hope he's able to come back from that injury soon. But in the meantime, good for the Cardinals picking up a really solid tight end. I think that's terrific.